relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Because you might have thought over the course of the weekend that we were somehow living in the 51st state of America. I put on the news last night and it was like a sort of loop of Democratic speeches, Joe Biden this, Joe Biden that, healing the nation this, healing the nation that. Lots of people talking about the first day at the coalface of being the new president. Sorry, all a complete and utter load of old gobbledygook. So we'll be bringing you the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth about the US election process, about how it works, about why Biden hasn't been elected yet and why everyone who's calling him the president-elect is a complete plank. And I include in that our own news service, because they're calling him the president-elect. I, in the Independent Republic, have not recognised that Joe Biden is the new president, not because I have anything against the guy, but simply because the process has not got through to the bottom and the end of it.
Do you recognize that voice? I think you do. It's our good buddy Mike Graham, who has a superlative radio show across the pond with Talk Radio, who says, what is going on? He calls even his own news service and the lamestream media in the UK planks. Planks is a word that didn't exist when I lived in the UK. It's another word for twit, for incompetence. Why? It's all gobbledygook, according to Mike Graham, and he's absolutely right. Welcome, dear friends, to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump and host of the second newest national radio show after Charlie Kirk on the Salem Radio Network across the nation, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV and wherever you get your podcasts. Let's be correct. Let's be precise. Joe Biden is not the president-elect. Not because states have not certified the election, which they have not, but because the president-elect is deemed by the Electoral College that will come together in the state houses next month. I find it so peculiar that an immigrant, yes, I am a legal immigrant, has to correct most of the mainstream media. In fact, I had to correct just this morning somebody called Condoleezza Rice. Do you remember her? She was national security advisor to George Bush, who has congratulated Joe Biden also for being president-elect. George W. Bush, I'll make excuses for him. Not the sharpest tool in the shed. But when your former provost of Stanford, with a PhD in political science, Dr. Eyes, you should know the following. Joe Biden is not the president-elect. State ballots have not been certified, and the Electoral College, in which he has to have a 270 majority, has not met, and therefore we have one man who is president, and a battle royale has been joined in the courts and across America, in the battleground states, especially Pennsylvania, which, remember, on the night of the election, saw the president up more than 700,000 votes. 700,000. Only to magically see that lead disappear. And then the counting in other states to be halted. Why will we not hear until November the 12th what the result in North Carolina is? Why is it that Democrat stations, polling stations, districts and states suddenly can't count votes? Because they have been caught red-handed. They never expected Donald Trump to receive 4 million more votes than he did 4 years ago. Let's look at the things that are indisputable. We have such a lineup of guests for you. We're going to talk with the irascible Colonel K. Kurtzschlichter, who is involved in the legal fight. He will be with us momentarily from California. Andy McCarthy, who has written the best analysis I have yet seen of Chief Justice Roberts' treasonous behavior with his decision on Pennsylvania. He will examine and unpack that for us. Rudy Giuliani will be with us for two segments. The president's attorney who is on the edge of this fight, right on the front line, uncovering the felonies. Steve Scalise will be with us, the great Steve Scalise. And then Hans von Spakovsky, former Federal Election Commissioner, to explain the road ahead. But what are the things that we must now recognize? Here they are. No president in our republic's history received as many votes as Donald Trump did. Oh, and we didn't need to cheat, by the way. We didn't need to get people to say, oh, you've got to vote early. Mail those ballots in. Harvest those ballots. No. More than 71 million votes already. More, and I bet this stings, than even Barack Obama. Yes. And what's stunning is he received almost 5 million more votes than he did 4 years ago. Now, why is that interesting? Because if you look at the exit polls, Donald Trump received almost 20% of the male black vote in America. He received the highest minority support since the 1950s as a Republican candidate, nominee, or president. He even received, latest counts, 28% of the gay and lesbian vote. Now, why does this matter? It's not just impressive. It is stunning if we think about the last 4 years. 19 minutes after President Trump was sworn into office, when he raised his hand with his other hand on the Bible held by his beautiful wife Melania, 19 minutes after he became president, the Washington Post ran a piece with the title, "The Impeachment of Donald Trump Begins Now." 19 minutes after he was sworn in, January 20th, 2017. And what have we witnessed in the last 4 years? He has been accused by the media incessantly, every single day, by the left wing, by the Democrat Party, by the Speaker of the House, by the minority leader of the Senate, of being what? A misogynist. Of being an Islamophobe. of being a racist, of being an agent of the Russian Federation. And then, when none of that worked, of being a white supremacist. Day in, day out, they spent $40 million to investigate him with a special prosecutor for Russian collusion. And when there was no evidence of that, what did they do? As the Chinese virus was being seeded across the globe, as it was seeping into every nation on the planet, including ours, the Speaker of the House decided to try and impeach Donald Trump and failed to convict him as well. So, he's a racist, he's a misogynist, he's a white supremacist, he's an Islamophobe and a Russian agent. But despite the hysterical libel and calumny of the left for 4 years, day in, day out, more people voted for Donald Trump than they did 4 years ago. And that's why the left is in trouble. And that's why he has to fight. The idea that we keep the Senate, Nancy loses seats in the House, every state Senate stays in GOP hands, and Donald Trump doesn't get reelected as president. Hold my beer. I don't drink, but just hold it anyway. It's a fight, and he's the ultimate closer. Stay with us. This is America First.
Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
Now we take Georgia, we change the world, and then we change America. Creepy. That guy is just creepy. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and that was Chuck Schumer, who was caught without his mask on. So he quickly donned his mask. I guess COVID is over. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. He is the author of the fabulous Kelly Turnbull books. The latest is Collapse. Check it out right now. Plus, the 21 biggest lies about Donald Trump and you. He is Kurt Schlichter. And on his Twitter page, it says one phrase right at the top. No surrender. Kurt, isn't that the watchword or the phrase for the hour, the day, and the coming weeks?
Exactly, Dr. Gorka. Look, I have a standard for people who want the president to concede. I will consider their arguments and their input on December 10, 2020. That's 37 days after the election, the same number of days it took Al Gore to concede.
Right. So let's have full disclosure here. We're not going to get you in trouble. You can't talk about concrete issues because, well, you're a lawyer. You may be, a former military man, and you may have served this country honorably in the cloth of the Republic, but you're also a rather hard-bitten lawyer. And so you might be helping a certain president of the United States with his legal challenges. Talk to us about the comparison, just historically, because I know you follow these things many moons ago. In the 2000 election, it was all about hanging chads in Florida. This time, it's a little bit bigger than just one state, is it not, Kurt Schlichter?
Yes, it is. It's a multi-state operation. Last Wednesday night, I was asked by Rick Grenell, the great Rick Grenell, who should be president someday, if I could drop everything, come out to Vegas. So I hopped in my fine German automobile and shot across the desert, and I spent about 3 or 4 days there assisting with a legal challenge. And, Dr. Gorka, I keep hearing from the media that there is no evidence of irregularities. That is a lie, because we provided it. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist if our garbage mainstream media refuses to pick it up. But there are irregularities. There are many irregularities. And the teams are working very hard to vet them, because we don't, you know, this is important. We want to count every legal vote. One thing that impressed me was nobody ever said anything about disenfranchising somebody who's legitimately, and for whatever reason, voted for Joe Biden.
Right.
It was all about, we got to count every legitimate legal vote. And that's what we're going to do. And they're working a bunch of theories. They're working a bunch of evidence. There is evidence of irregularities. It's a very tough burden to overturn an election. A judge is going to be very conscious that we're asking him to make a decision on an election for the presidency. So this stuff has to be absolutely clear. It's not like, you know, the normal red light, green light auto accident where somebody's going, ow, my neck is sore. This is a big deal. We've got to do it right, but we have a crack legal team working it.
So you're the lawyer. I am a layman, but I know that a couple of things matter in any legal case. There has to be opportunity. There has to be motive. There has to be some form of evidence. Let me ask you just the naive question. Why would any party, any candidate, or any American not want the votes to be counted in a way that demonstrates the integrity of each and every vote, Colonel Kay?
What an outstanding and intriguing question, because I know that has been the Donald Trump position from the beginning. We went into federal court just the other day about an issue where someone was not allowed to properly observe the counting. The Democrats opposed that. The Democrats opposed our motion for a temporary restraining order regarding counting things. What do you have to hide? I want every American to see every vote counted. And if, God forbid, the American people choose Joe Biden, then I want every American to go, all right, I don't like the outcome, but it was fair. It was fair. The American people, for whatever reason, made that crazy choice. But when you're hiding something, when numbers change mysteriously, when statistically dubious ballot dumps occur, people have questions.
Yeah.
And you know, usually litigation, Dr. Gorka, can take 2-3 years.
Yes.
You investigate, you do discovery. This is an election contest. Everything is super abbreviated. And, you know, after like 48 hours, we're going, where's your concrete evidence and proof? Well, first of all, concrete evidence and proof is presented to a judge, but you have to gather it. And, you know, if somebody's cheating on an election, they're going to try and hide it.
Let's talk about the stuff that nobody wants to talk about, even on our side. This is hard. You've mentioned that this is a real, you know, this is a 100 meter dash. This is a super high speed event, and on top of that, Kurt, it's not just about the law. You said it yourself. A judge, any judge, thinks twice, thinks thrice, thinks five times about overturning the results of an election.
Is this proper? This is a high burden, and we understand that. And we don't think it's too much to ask that we prove our case with substantial admissible evidence. But, there is public evidence out there. In Nevada, there are affidavits of people who witnessed misconduct. There are serious issues involving people who may have moved out of the state and improperly voted in Nevada. And these things have got to be run to ground. They are being run to ground. Nobody likes hassling the Republican organization better than me. I've got pretty high standards because I was a U.S. Army colonel. I know how organizations should work. That being said, I was unbelievably impressed.
This was going to be my question. This is exactly, you read my mind. Tell me about what you saw when you were pulled in when it comes to the bench that is working for the president on these issues.
Dr. Gorka, as you know, when you're a commander of a battalion or brigade, you are like a conductor conducting a symphony. And I walked in. There were data guys who could tell, who could figure out how to use commercial databases, all legal, but cleverly figure it and use parameters to tell me who had moved out, who had been gone more than 30 days yet voted in Nevada. Logistically, and of course, we know that professionals think logistics. I get to Las Vegas. I have a room. We have a place to be. We have the equipment that we need. We have food. It's, you know, it is, and people are like, well, that doesn't sound important. people can't operate if you don't have logistics nailed down. They did. As for the legal guys, they had a terrific lawyer on staff there. We plussed up with a bunch of other people, and we were able to get good product out that a federal judge said these are good pleadings within 24 hours.
Wow.
Now, I litigate in front of federal court, prying a compliment out of a federal judge, especially when you're on with 500 media guys listening, is no easy feat. So we can be unbelievably proud of our team. And they need to be recognized.
Well, we are incredibly excited that you are part of that team, that Ambassador Rick Grenell pulled you in. His motto is no surrender. I call him Colonel K. Read him, senior columnist at townhall.com, the author of the 21 biggest lies about Donald Trump and you, Kurt Schlichter on Twitter. Back with the Colonel after these messages. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T. The number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Thank you.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
How much sleep do you get? Do you get enough? And that sleep which you do get, is it quality? Let me help you make sure it is. How you rest your head is crucial. You know, the room's got to be the right temperature, the bed sheet's got to be comfortable, but your pillow is the most important of all. There's a product that Mike Lindell invented, of which he has sold 51 million. They're that good. The president uses them, I use them, and now he's giving you the biggest discount ever. Not $69.98 for his MyPillow, but $29.98 if you use my name. You will not regret it. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. But for those massive discounts, you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with none other than Colonel K, Colonel Kurt Schlichter, formerly of the U.S. Army. He is senior columnist at townhall.com. I've just retweeted his latest article. His motto is no surrender. He is the author of the 21 biggest lies about Donald Trump and you. Check out all his books wherever you get your books from. Kurt, you are on the team now. You are fighting the legal fight. Let's recuse you mentally from those issues because, you know, you're in the middle of all this. You got stuff you can't tell us, and that's a good thing. Let's talk about strategy. Let's talk about Clausewitz. Let's talk about Sun Tzu. There is a legal aspect to all of this, and we got to win. We go fight, get the evidence, take it to the courts, take it all the way to the Supreme Court. But perhaps more important is what we communicate to the other side that is hiding, that is blocking the observers, that is clearly committing crimes. How important is it to show strength, to show that the president has the support of 71 million Americans, and then to just, how shall I say this, shake the tree of the other side and those who may be a little bit nervous and want to confess?
It is vital. It is important. The will of your side is everything. When morale cracks, look, in battle, you run up the score when there's a rout.
Yes.
You run up. That's when you run up the score, when the other side breaks formation. That's the beautiful thing. We're not doing that. We're saying, hey, we're going to take every legal avenue to investigate every potential irregularity. We're going to get accountability, and we're thinking terrain features ahead. The first battle, the near-term battle, is the presidency. Okay? But this is a war. This is not just one battle, because we're going to have future elections, and you know, God forbid we should not succeed in this battle. We can set conditions to win in the next one.
But
because we'll have illustrated these major and systemic irregularities that must be addressed.
But I'm talking about right now. You're right. We can't have this happen again and again and again in places like Philadelphia and elsewhere. I'm talking about right now. I mean, let me illustrate it thusly. I'm not a big baseball hat wearing guy, you know. It's not my thing. I do fedoras and other things like that. But this weekend, I was wearing my MAGA. Whenever I went out of the house, I had my MAGA hat on. You're a real MAGA guy. You get the president. You understand why the American people chose him. How is it not more important than ever to get your MAGA on, Kurt Schlichter?
Now, it's very important because the establishment, the bipartisan fusion crime club, wants the last 4 years to be a bad dream that we've awakened from, that we go back to sleep, Dr. Gorka, that
yes.
We stop demanding that Americans be put first, we stop demanding that America comes first, that we get inside their scam and break up their cozy little arrangements. The establishment has failed. It's corrupt, incompetent, and obsolete, but it wants to hold on just a little bit longer, and it's thinking if it does, we'll just shrug and give up. Clearly, they've never met the American populist, because that's not how we roll.
Right, and I think I'll talk about it in a second, but it is indicative that less than 40 Republican members of Congress have written to the Department of Justice demanding that Attorney General Barr investigate the election, what shall I call them, irregularities. There are hundreds of men and women on Capitol Hill with a little letter R behind their name. Only 36 of them care enough to demand transparency. He is the author of the 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump, and you follow him right now at Kurt Schlichter and read his latest piece at townhall.com. He is the one and only. We know him as Colonel K. Get back to work, Colonel K. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Are you as healthy as you would like to be? I know it's tough. You got a little, you know, you got to have some backbone, determination, exercise, eating right. Sometimes you can't. So do what I do. Cheat a little with the healthiest thing you can do, which is to take Balance of Nature. Every time I take those six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, I'm taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Wow. Nobody eats that healthily. Things that you know you should be eating every day, but sometimes you're just not in the mood for a kale salad. But this way, you are the healthiest you can be. Get your Balance of Nature today. 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Thanks to Dr. Douglas Howard, if you use my name. Call 800-246-8751. It's a super easy number, but write it down. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the secret code... G-O-R-K-A. It's balanceofnature.com. Be the healthiest you can be.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
A coalition of 39 House Republicans on Saturday sent a letter to Attorney General William Barr asking the Department of Justice to investigate allegations of potential voter fraud. According to the members, it's important for Americans to have the utmost confidence in the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. That's on townhall.com. Beth Bauman, one, the man who is completely on board with that message, who is always on the side of truth and America, is former military intelligence professional, proudly representing New York's 1st Congressional District, a friend of this show, Congressman Lee Zeldin. Welcome back to America First.
Always great to be with you, Seb.
So let's talk about the last 6 days in America. Let's talk about social media. Let's talk about hypocrisy. Haven't we been told for 4 years, Congressman Zeldin, that the last election was undermined by lack of integrity and transparency by the Democrat Party? And now, this time round, they don't want any investigation of possible problems? How does that work?
And by the way, they wanted us to look into something as it relates to their allegations of Trump-Russia collusion that resulted in Mueller not finding any evidence of Trump-Russia collusion.
Right.
It wasn't that they were asking us to go down for years, placing this cloud over the president's head and basically handcuffing him and his administration on so many different fronts to actually find all sorts of facts of the president colluding with the Russian government in order to win in 2016. Now, you fast forward to 2020, and the claims and allegations that are out there, the desire to pursue leads, filled with all sorts of legitimate concern. Now, listen, we're in the age of social media where you can have some video pop up on some social media site and it turns out to be fake. So you have to do your due diligence and these have to be vetted out. But you can't tell me with a straight face that there aren't dead people who get absentee ballots and then vote, that there are people who are illegally in our country who successfully register and then actually vote, that some machines screwed up some of the tabulations, that election observers in some locations weren't allowed to closely observe the ballot opening, or even the standards in like Pennsylvania, where in one area of the state, like Philly, you can cure defects in absentee ballots, where Joe Biden's going to do really well, but other parts of Pennsylvania where President Trump is going to do really well, the voters can't cure defects with absentee ballots. Now, what I'm concerned about is the actual verified, credible concerns that are out there, because whether you win an election or lose an election, the process, accountability, transparency, the trust, the faith in the system is something that is a bedrock principle and necessity for our country to have any chance whatsoever to unite afterwards. So for those on the left and in the media demanding that every supporter of the president, from the president on down, and the tens of millions of people out there who voted for him, that they all just need to sit down, shut up, and suck it up. And we are not going to look into any allegation whatsoever. That just doesn't work. It actually has the reverse effect of dividing our country even further. And the last point, if I could say super quick, I think that if you find one example in any election of one person cheating the system, then that's something that we need to look into and crack down on and arrest that person who committed the fraud, and it has the deterrent effect and there should be punishment for it. So to make it out like we have some burden of instantly being able to completely prove this like massive widespread nationwide fraud in order for us to even have a conversation as a first step is a joke. And that's not something that the American people accept. They want to see us crack down on any example, whether it is widespread or small.
Follow this man right now, Rep. Lee Zeldin on Twitter, zeldin.house.gov. Congressman, let's talk about what this means going forward. Let's talk about let me use you as a sounding board. I've written a plan that I've submitted to the president, to the White House, in which we need an election integrity task force, and every single day, somebody with the standing of, for example, Vice President Pence, needs to release the information on what is being found across the battleground states in terms of verifiable irregularities and things that must be investigated, and then that has to be communicated far and wide. What is that a good idea? What else would you say to the president?
100%. It's a necessity. There is regardless of whether you are some Republican, you know, you work in the White House, you work for the president, you work in Congress, you're very active and on the TV airwaves, active within the media, or you're the everyday listener that you have out there, your loyal audience listening to us right now, it would be helpful if there was, say, one website that showed us all of the verified, credible examples of voter irregularity, whether it's videos, pictures, other documentation, so that people can point to a website. The narrative is that this was a tamper-proof election. That's the narrative of the left.
Yes.
And it is beyond a rebuttable presumption. It is just a 100% established fact that our elections are absolutely tamper-proof. By the way, the hypocrisy, if you want to take it one step further, is they'll also tell you that, yeah, but we also need some reforms to make the system work better. Yeah, that's what we're saying. And let's talk about why. But to your point, you're talking about a mechanism that allows us to efficiently, effectively, credibly get out facts, keep the American public updated, to stay on offense, and ensure that there's integrity in this process. Because, listen, we still talk about Bush v. Gore 20 years later.
Right.
They're going to be talking about this 20 years from now.
Yep.
And 20 years from now, when they're looking at this election, it's going to be important that the facts are out there for history purposes, regardless of how this battle goes in the next few days and weeks.
It's not about political parties. It's not about one election. It's about America, and it's about the integrity of all of our votes. God bless you, Lee. Follow this man, Rep. Lee Zeldin, zeldin.house.gov, Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations, and the House Foreign Affairs Committee. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First. The call board is absolutely full. We are broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are suffering with daily pain and you have found relief nowhere else, this is the product you must try. Listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be pain-free like Yvonne and her husband? Of course you do. Go now to ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. 8384 relieffactor.com. Order your 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. I think you've waited long enough. I think you deserve to find out. You know it makes sense. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
Crude and slow, Snowflake. Your attack was no better than that of a clumsy child.
Yes, indeed, and I think we're going to witness that momentarily. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Let me give you some figures. We had a special hour-long YouTube-only exclusive before the show with Steve Bannon on the way forward, what the president has to do. Already 110,000 views, guys. You got to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've just broken 19.8 million views. God bless you. My Twitter is exploding as well. Go to YouTube, subscribe to America First, hit the notifications bell twice, watch the interview with Steve Bannon, and you'll never miss a thing. And the latest figures for the president, 71.2 million votes for the president, an 8 million vote increase from 4 years ago. Stunning, stunning, stunning. Let's go to sunny San Francisco, or it might be foggy, line for Michael. Welcome to America First.
Hi, there's a phrase, there's a phrase for the kind of investigation that says, we think something happened, we'll find the evidence and prove it to you later. That's called a witch hunt.
Well, clearly you've been asleep for the last 6 days because I've posted evidence all over my Twitter feed. Maybe you should check it out, Michael.
It has the strength of the weakest tea that ever was.
So Michael, why did the Democrats get to investigate the last election for 4 years, but we're not allowed to, Michael? Is it because Hillary lost? Are you that much of a hypocrite?
Are you comparing apples to elephants?
No, I'm asking you why you get to investigate an election and the other side doesn't, Michael. Why?
Investigate all day long. It's called a witch hunt.
Dude, you, will find you spent four bloody years and got nothing. Now it's our turn. Goodbye, you putz. Rick, California, line five.
I'm really, really glad that you are talking with me right now. That guy, it's just, it doesn't matter. It's at all for him the truth.
The truth is, why would you not want to know if the votes are legal? Because you're cheating.
Well, it's not just that. It's the bigger ones where the 6,000 in that district that was switched over to Biden.
Yes.
And that is in 47 districts. That's 24,740 votes that illegally went to Biden. This is a truly illegitimate bunch of crap.
We have to play the audio. We're going to play the audio, Rick. We have. So Sidney Powell said at the weekend, 400,000 votes they found already in just a couple of districts that are problematic. We have the evidence already from the great Matt Schlapp. Arizona, 9,000. 9,000 residents of Arizona who had left Arizona voted in Arizona. Wow.
Here's a new hat for
Nevada. 9,000 people moved out to Arizona or wherever, came back and voted. 9,000. That's already in the last 6 days we've found. Rick, hold the line. God bless you. Where did that hour go? We're going to open the second hour with the superb Andy McCarthy. He's written an incredible piece on how Chief Justice Roberts made the cheating possible. Rudy Giuliani and so much more.